Hey, sorry about the wait. I had a few other patients to. Hey,
dude. Yeah, you've gotten pretty big since I last saw you. I mean, I knew you'd gained, but this is a lot. Just put your details into the computer, get you back in the system. Yeah, you have put on a lot. Hey, calm down, big guy. Take some deep breaths. I can hear you wheezing from here. Just in and out. In and out. In again, big boy. And out. Better, slower, and fatter. So lay back on that table and relax. I think I'll do a quick scan from here. Breathing deep for me. Fuck, this weight must add a lot. Your breathing is a lot slower than it used to be. Deeper and heavier. You look so tired, so sweaty and heavy, because by the looks of it, you are pretty tired, sweaty and heavy. Slow, heavy, deep breaths for me. There we go. There's the scan all done. Oh fuck, yeah, it's not looking great. Today's results compared to last time. Resting heart rate is higher, heavier breathing. I can also notice, just looking at you, that there's some mobility issues. Gaining a massive amount of weight like that, it's going to have some real impacts on your quality of life, how your body functions, how society reacts to you. I mean, I do have this leaflet I'm supposed to give to you. A comprehensive breakdown of the day-to-day changes that you're experiencing, ranging from minor environmental frustrations to serious medical issues. And I think while you're here laying back on my examination table, I'm going to read it to you and make sure you realise how bad this is for you and how much worse it's going to get. As your doctor, I have to at least try to get you to understand that being a gainer slob isn't healthy. For starters, it says here to remind you that the physical world isn't really built for fat people. So as you grow, you'll bump into stuff, door frames, kitchen counters, furniture. As your brain struggles to adjust to your new physical size. And a gainer will grow constantly, so they never fully adjust. Every single day from now on, just putting on your socks will feel like climbing a fucking mountain. Your knees already screaming under the pressure, cartilage being ground away by the weight. Enjoy the fucking back pain. That chafing between your thighs, that humiliating breathlessness, just from speaking a couple of sentences. You're lazy and soft. Your gut's gonna push a bit bigger each day, making it even harder to judge the spaces. And you'll be known by your friends as the fat, clumsy one, their fat friend. Not to mention the narrow aisles, turnstiles, getting on trains, crowded restaurants. Even using a public bathroom is a challenge for a fat boy like you. You may have to walk sideways, showing off to everyone just how fat you've become. And normal chairs, you know, like with fixed armrests, like the ones you get in like a restaurant or like a, you know, like a cinema, they're going to become pretty much unusable or even painful those arms cutting into the sides of your gut as you realize the world isn't built for someone like you, a massive gainer slob. You clearly get off on this. Look at you, sweating and panting, just lazing there listening to me. I work 80 hours a week running this clinic, yet I still manage 5 cardio, split, and weight training 5 days a week. It's called discipline, fat boy. What you have sitting under your lap there isn't overtime, that's pure, unadulterated beer belly. And how many pints of milk does it take to forge a dome like that, boy? Letting my voice tell you what your future will be like, if it isn't already, it gets you off because you're a fat freak. You get off on me telling you what this is doing to you. I think you only came in today because you knew I'd bully you for how fucking massive you've made yourself. You do this every few months, coming in, booking an appointment. I check you over, tell you that it's not healthy, and then you just come back even fatter. And after last time and the mobility issues, I can see that you really are determined to just get worse. I saw you wheezing as you came in. Those simple movements require immense cardiovascular effort. Walking short distances, climbing a single flight of stairs, or even just standing up from like a low sofa is just gonna feel like climbing a mountain, running a marathon. You're just gonna stink and sweat so bad. I mean, the BO from here is pretty rank. I can see those unwashed pits, and I can see that that makes you proud. Though it makes sense. Reaching your entire body to wash is becoming impossible. Showers become difficult, baths slowly more effort than it's worth. There are physical limitations that get in the way, like your belly and your arse. When wiping after using the toilet, leaving skid marks on your Y fronts, washing your back, and getting the grime out from under the fat folds, clipping your toenails, or even reaching below your belly button is all fucking gone. Just say goodbye to mobility, because you're never going to be able to get slim ever again. Just bigger and bigger every fucking time I see you. And oh yeah, I can already see down there that the friction of skin-on-skin contact has created some pretty deep folds. Without really careful washing and drying these folds, they're really highly prone to like chafing and heat rashes. That's why the skin gets darker from like the fungal infections, the nastier layers of sweat between your legs and under your gut. You've probably noticed already, right? The sides of your cock, between your legs, under your arms. It gets sweaty. It chafes. It becomes harder to clean and to look after yourself. Harder and harder every day as your body gets ready to become an immobile slob. Your problem is you came to me. You couldn't have known that I used to hate people getting fat, but now seeing you all give in and how you grow so fast until you're unable to even get yourselves off, begging me to help them lose the weight again and regain their old lives, and I just won't. I can just play the system to make you so much worse. So I'm going to put you down as a high risk for lifestyle-related degradation. That will mean you'll be forced to receive medical care, if you like it or not. I mean, clearly you can't look after yourself, so I'll have to sign away that you have, a right to be able to look after yourself. You might need someone like me to sign for you. After all, you couldn't be trusted, can you, in your mental state? And then you'll be looked after. You'll be trapped, only able to stay in bed and gain. If you try to move or leave, I'll have medical professionals write off your decisions, as they would need to. It's against your best interests. As far as they'll see, you'll be an immobile blob, desperate for their help. And you will need their help. And you just want more, don't you, fatty? Look at me, I'm going to the gym, I work out, and each time I see you, you're just a fatter piece of shit. It's like you get off on showing me what a big, ugly slob you're becoming. Oh yeah, and what about the rest of this form? See, it says that, have you been having issues sleeping? Because that's no fucking surprise. I mean, come on, all that excess weight around your neck. You're gonna experience heavy snoring, waking up gasping for air, chronic daytime exhaustion from just walking, let alone trying to have a wank. That's gonna be a three-stage job now, with breaks. Eventually, you'll be requiring a CPAP machine just to sleep safely. And I can start looking into that for you today. There we go. Get that all ordered. As I want to make sure that you're in bed as much as possible. Although sleeping on your stomach or back can feel like you're suffocating under your own weight. And with the CPAP, the only viable option is to lay on your back, slightly sat up, often requiring multiple pillows to support your back and the joint pain. We'll need to monitor your vitals and metabolic markers, closely track you for type 2 diabetes, severe hypertension, the list goes on. And I want to be the doctor to see all that happen to you. And from now on, I want to do these health visits from home, so you can rest. No more walking to the doctors or going out ever again. I'm sure we can sort Meals on Wheels or some care workers to come visit and help out around the house. The only people you'll ever see popping in and out. Your joints are already under catastrophic stress. So much arthritis coming in so early, particularly in your knees, hips, and lower back, which are bearing the brunt of the extra 100 pounds. And I really think staying home in bed would do your joints a lot of good. So no more standing, walking, or moving, unless you have to. And you never have to. Those things make you feel tired to just think about them. And they change how you think. In fact, it's the easiest part, because your body makes things harder all by itself. So you have to give in. And you already did. Some time ago. Dumb fat fuck. Well, I do actually have other patients, believe it or not. But if you ever need me to remind you what a massive fat slob you've become and what that's going to mean for you as you continue to grow and become the disgusting bed-bound pig that you're already well on your way to becoming, you just have to listen to this file and remember that this is your life. This is what I'm telling you, because it's fact. You're here to be fatter, to grow. It's all you can even think about. It's become your obsession. And as your doctor, I have to remind you that this is bad for you and that people will shame you for it. But you won't care, will you? Because you know that your doctor knows best. And I need you to gain that weight, to experience all the effects that I've explained today. Because they're going to play in your mind every day. Every time you're walking or lazing at home, you'll be reminded of this file, of the struggles you'll have. Every time you bump into something, you'll remember me telling you this would happen. that it's only going to get worse. And you get so turned on, like a fat slob. So the treatment plan I've got down for you is weight gain shakes, no exercise of any kind, only gooning while eating, and no more washing or leaving or going out for any reason. Okay, and with that, I better leave you to it. You're going to need some time to come to terms with all that I've said to you, to let those medical, social, and physical fears become drivers of your need to grow, to experience those things, because you're a fat slob gamer, and you can't fucking stop. It's embarrassing, and I can't wait to see you in my clinic again to show off how much worse you are. Or maybe I'll have to come and visit you, because once I've set all this up, you're not going to be leaving the house ever again. Unless maybe you end up on TV and you get to make me famous as your doctor stood next to you as they lift you out of your house with a crane. Maybe you'll make me famous. No one will care about you. Fuck. And after this file ends, you will goon and come, thinking about how good it will be to be an immobile blob. It can't do anything for itself. Mobility change. I can see they're only getting worse now. Bigger, fatter. You're fucked now.